Bojo Ho Ho, says the headline in the Irish Daily Star. It's a reference to the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who, the paper says, is set for a happy Christmas with an early present of a landslide victory in yesterday's general election. Landslide for Boris, but DUP sidelined, says the lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph. Disaster for DUP is how the Irish News sums up the election results. The party has lost two seats and faces the real prospect of a regulatory border in the Irish Sea, writes John Manley. Boris Johnson embracing his dog appears on the front pages of the Irish Independent and the Irish Times. The dog is named Dylan and has its tongue out. The dog also appears on the Irish Daily Mirror's front page beside the headline, Brits Back Boris. As for the human side of it, Brexit reality bites, but at least for the first time in years, we know the road ahead. So writes John Downing in The Independent. The worrying thing for Ireland, he says, is that the UK has a serious lack of seasoned trade negotiators. In The Times, Dennis Staunton writes that Johnson will now be able to pass his agreement on withdrawal from the EU without difficulty and take Britain out of the European Union on the 31st of January. On the home front, the Irish Sun leads with the case of Mick Wallace, Ireland South MEP. The paper reports that at a sitting of the Dublin Circuit Civil Court yesterday, he agreed to hand back the keys of his Dublin home after he spends Christmas there. Let me home for Christmas is how the headline sums up his request to the court, which heard that he had defaulted on a mortgage of €825,000. Merry Xmas from Ireland, says the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror, over a photo of people sleeping rough on a street in Dublin. This is the reality of Christmas in Ireland, says the Mirror. The Independent reports that the parents of three teenagers who were targeted in an acid attack last April are outraged at the decision not to prosecute two of their attackers. One of the three boys, Tega Agberhiere, aged 17, a youth player for Waterford FC, suffered severe injuries to his face and body and his eyesight was damaged. The two others have also been left scarred for life, the paper says. The boys' parents were told by Gardaí this week of a decision by the Director of Public Prosecutions that two of the alleged perpetrators would not be charged but would instead receive juvenile cautions. The Times says that the parents were told by the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, to seek reasons for the decision from the DPP and that he himself could not interfere in the criminal justice process. The Examiner reports in its lead story that more than 11,000 vulnerable children are missing out on meals each day because schools have refused to join a state-funded scheme, the School Meals Programme. The paper notes the comment by Barnardo's that one in nine children goes to bed hungry because of poverty. Yesterday, the Oireachtas Housing Committee heard that more than 180 families have been living in emergency accommodation for over 2 years. So the Irish Daily Mail reports, and the paper says that the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy, admitted to the committee that any child in that accommodation has been let down by the state. Another child also gets some coverage in the papers. He is Donald Trump Jr., son of the US president. As The Independent reports, at night in a remote region of Western Mongolia earlier this year, young Trump used a rifle with a laser sight to shoot and kill an endangered animal, the largest living sheep called an argali. The news website ProPublica alleges that he received special treatment from the Mongolian government just weeks after US and Mongolian officials met at the White House. The incident prompts an editorial in The Examiner. The writer says that the Argali sheep is considered a national treasure in Mongolia and that even traditional large game hunters would find it abhorrent that Trump shot the animal in the dark, illegal in most countries, using laser sights. To paraphrase Oscar Wilde, says the paper, the unspeakable in pursuit of the endangered.